were killed, and more than 60 people were injured after a Hezbollah drone strike against an army base in northern Israel. The attack was in response to Israeli strikes in Lebanon last week. Israeli officials are investigating how the drones were able to bypass Israeli air defenses. Some analysts speculate the drones may have been close to the ground to avoid radar.
The Pentagon is sending new sophisticated anti-missile defense systems to Israel and about 100 U.S. troops to operate them. Member of a far-right fringe group was arrested outside a Trump rally over the weekend in California. There were weapons and ammunition in his car, but sources say the Secret Service does not believe it was an assassination attempt. This is ABC News. Hundreds of thousands expected to hit the streets of New York City today for the annual Columbus Day Parade. ABC's Phil Tate.
This event is billed as the largest celebration of Italian-American heritage. I mean, we're talking about 35,000 participants, over a half million spectators that will come out here to Fifth Avenue. The NYPD getting ready to expect many of those who will line the streets. There'll be a sea of Italian flags, and that's just over 100 marching bands, dozens of floats, and live performances as the city pays homage to its Italian cultural roots.
A documentary that aired over the weekend in Spain points to a DNA study that now shows Columbus was not Italian, but born to a family of Jewish silk spinners in Spain. And making its debut in Dresden, Germany, a three-armed orchestra conductor. It's a robot, and its designers say it isn't supposed to replace human conductors. Instead, they say it's a demonstration of how to make complex music that would be impossible for a human to lead. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 19th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be an open house at the Phillips Vet Clinic. This open house will include tours around their new building, food, drinks, snacks, and Whitehaven Petting Zoo. Catkins will be bringing adoptable pets for meet and greets, and all monetary proceeds will go to Catkins Animal Rescue. Once again, this is Saturday, October 19th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., with a ribbon cutting taking place at 1 p.m. Also Saturday, October 19th, it's Catkins Animal Rescue's Pause for a Cause Walk. This will be a 2-mile walk with a burger and brat sale, and will be happening rain or shine. Friendly dogs are welcome. There's a $25 entry fee, which includes a swag bag and t-shirt. You can register online on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Inc., or email them for a paper form, catkins_wi@yahoo.com. This will be beginning at the Phillips Municipal Building, and once again is happening Saturday, October 19th. Registration at 9 a.m., and the walk begins at 10 a.m. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers beat the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and never looked back on the way to a 34-13 win over the Cardinals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points, was tough, but we were able to build on that and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
The Cardinals scored 13 points, but quarterback Kyler Murray said it was too little, too late.
If we scored before half or even after half, you're 17-24, and then you feel like it's a game. And then I think second half, man, we just two fumbles back to back, penalties. It just can't let bad plays continue to happen against a good team. So it's too hard.
Up next, the Packers host the Houston Texans. College football: the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive 42-7 win at Rutgers over the weekend. Wisconsin improved to 4-2. NBA: the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. Chris Middleton, though, is still likely not to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene from Friday night, Phillips a winner over Hurley to clinch a conference title 48-32. Phillips a winner over Hurley on Friday night, and Flambeau was a winner over Prentice by a score of 70-40. Shawamigan, they top South Shore 50-6. We'll have the broadcast of the Phillips and the Shawamigan games archived for you a little later this morning at 98qcountry.com. Rib Lake was a winner over Athens 38-14. Bruce, they topped Winter Birchwood 62-0. All that 8-man action. In 11-man, Wausau East upends Lakeland. T-Birds teetering on that playoff qualifying now with a 4-4 record, as Wausau East with a 24-15 win over Lakeland. Medford over Rhinelander 43-13, and it was Cumberland topping Hayward by a score of 16-13. Hayward falls to 2-6 now on the season. The Lady Midget volleyball team, they traveled to the Gilman tournament over the weekend. Lots of action. First match was against Flambeau, where the Midgets fall 16-25 and 25-17 and 15-9 in the third game. In the second match, it was against Withy, and Butternut losing 15-20, 15-25. The third match was against Augusta. The Midgets win that one 25-20, 19-25, and 15-12. And the fourth match was against Cornell, and the Midgets falling 25-22 and 25-23. Lots of volleyball for the Butternut girls over the weekend. To conclude an exciting homecoming week, the Phillips Lager volleyball team traveled to Gilman also to compete in that Gilman Invitational. The Loggers placed second out of 9 teams. They went 2-0 against Cornell and Alma Center Lincoln and Owen Withy. And the Loggers then fell in the championship match by 2-0 to the host school, the Gilman Pirates. The Loggers' season record now standing at 24-8 on the season. They'll play against Wausau Newman in the Merriwood annual crossover coming up on Tuesday. The Shawamigan JV2 volleyball team will be in action today as they travel to take on Rhinelander. And that's a limited action for our area sports teams today. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports, brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns. Down I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for
shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. This is Drew Baldridge. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
All on live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who died.
the ones that give their lives so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love gets a little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Thank you.
You know a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows. And the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store. Makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away, to what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with a good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
There he goes, Garth Brooks in 98Q Country. Joel here on your Monday morning. Let's get to it. Let's get moving. Let's at least physically get moving, and then we'll work on the brain and everything else a little later. Hope your weekend was a good one for you. Well, that wind was a blowing, goodness gracious, yesterday. It was blowing around. We've got our keyword for today. We're going to get you qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway. And the keyword today is pool, P-O-O-L. Of course, you got that indoor pool there at the Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, our main sponsor, title sponsor of the backyard barbecue giveaway. So pool, P-O-O-L, is your keyword. If you have not qualified, go ahead and shoot that to us through the Civic Media app, and we'll try to get you qualified. Everybody who has qualified so far should have received a text. Everybody from last week who qualified, you would have received a text back saying that you are qualified. So if you have, you're good. You're done. If not, shoot us a keyword pool, P-O-O-L, through the Civic Media app. It's free to put on your Android or iPhone. And then go to 98Q, text the word pool. Do that sometime today. We'll do our best to get you qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway, which is on Wednesday, October 30th at the Lane. Someone's going to win a free, nice, free big gas grill. And a cookout for you and 14 of your closest or just friends or just people or whoever. It's good for up to 15 people. And the backyard barbecue cookout can happen the time and place that we arrange with you, probably in the spring, you know, unless you got like some kind of a large auditorium that we could go party in or something, or Hawaii or whatever that may be. All right, so the Packers get her done. The Badgers get her done. Couple of yawners over the weekend. It's always nice to see your teams win, obviously. But both of those games, by halftime, it was just like, I think it's done. Although the Cardinals did come back in that game yesterday. What was it, 24-0 at one point?
Cardinals came back and made it 24-13, I think it was. I was catching bits of it on the radio and kind of watching it on my phone. I wasn't home this weekend. But I think I picked a good weekend to not be watching games in front of the TV. There were some pretty rough games, including that Cowboy game, the Cowboy-Lions game. It was good news for the Lions that they get the victory on that. But they lost, was it Aiden Hutchinson, one of their main defensive guys? Looks like he's out for the year. Broke a bone. So I think he's pretty much done. Any other upsets in there? Let's see. The 49ers win over Seattle. That was kind of a toss-up game. Not a big surprise there. Packers win. Caleb Williams starting to look pretty good. Although the Jaguars aren't very good, so it's hard to get real excited about that. But the Bears are 4-2. I think if you told Bears fans you're 4-2 with that young quarterback, I think you'd take that. Colts beat the Titans, and nobody was watching. The Texans beat the Patriots. Patriots are getting exactly what everybody hoped they would in the post-Brady era. I mean, they went like, what, 20-plus years with Tom Brady of just being really, really good. And now everybody's like, all right, that's enough, you know. And now exactly the Patriots are one of the worst teams in football as they are struggling. The Buccaneers, Tampa Bay, they beat the Saints. Saints don't have a defense, apparently. 51-27, Tampa Bay won that one. The Eagles win over the Browns. Coach of the Eagles apparently got into some kind of a shouting match with some fans. Philadelphia fans yelling. Obscenities? No, that would never happen. So Philly wins over the Browns. Everybody thought the Commanders were, the next thing coming. They lost at the Ravens. That's not a bad loss. Ravens are pretty good. Ravens beat them. Well, see, the Chargers beat the Broncos. We don't really care about that one. Steelers beat the Raiders. Yawn. Lions just destroyed the Cowboys. Jerry Jones came out and said, Mike McCarthy will not be fired. And then everybody said, yet. If they don't do better this year, it's pretty much a given that this is kind of his last shot. And their Cowboy defense was not good. Not good. The Falcons beat the Panthers. How about Kirk Cousins, huh? The Vikings are 5-0. Kirk Cousins is 4-2. Both of those teams doing pretty good after that big trade in the offseason. Bengals beat the Giants. So that's what's happening. Who do we got playing Monday night football tonight? Who do we got here? Bills and the Jets. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to be on national TV tonight against the Bills. So we'll see. We'll see on that. Did a lot of traveling this weekend. Just had one of those weekends where my wife and I hopped in the car Saturday morning and off we went. Went over to River Falls and visited with my son for a while and had a little nice time over there eating out and doing stuff and visited with my mom who's celebrating her 84th birthday next week. So I had a chance to visit with her and go out and do a few things and took the little dog, Billy the Pug, with, and he was good most of the times. When you have a dog, the first couple years when you have a dog, you continue to learn things about them because dogs will sometimes not show their entire hand early on in your relationship. They'll hold things back. Like, for instance, I had a black lab collie mix dog for many, many years, and I'm convinced that she spent the first 10, 11 years of her life setting the stage for the ultimate chocolate heist because she was so good. We would go somewhere for a couple hours. She wouldn't get up on anything. She would just leave everything alone. Then all of a sudden, one day, we went somewhere for a few hours and we came home and there they were, the Reese's mini peanut butter cup bag that was on the table was dragged to the floor and everything was consumed. And she was all right. She never even got sick from it, actually. It probably wasn't real chocolate. I'm not sure. But I think she spent like the first 10 years of her life just setting us up for that moment that she could eat all those Reese's peanut butter cup chocolates. And our little pug we have has kind of done the same for the first year of his life. He's been very, very good. We go places in the car and he'll you know, he won't rip things up. You know, he won't like go into the garbage on the door and pull out the donut napkin, you know, stuff like that. Well, the last couple of weeks have not been as good. He, I don't know how being sight challenged he pulls some of this stuff off, but he managed to open a bag of chips up at one point over the weekend. Actually, just a bag of chips, and it was just opened very slightly, and there was some popcorn eaten, and that was, we caught him in the early stages. So you got to watch out the first few years of the relationship you have with your pet. They are setting you up for something. You don't know what it is, but they're building a trust with you, and then they will, then they'll get to that point where they'll say, a bag of mini peanut butter cups, this is where I draw the line. I'm going for it. Pets are wonderful. So I had a good weekend traveling with my wife and her pet and seeing my son and my mom. Couldn't ask for much better. It was a windy one yesterday. Man, the wind just blew us right back to Park Falls after we were done doing our stuff yesterday. We have, let's see here. We have our Catkins fundraiser sneaking up here a week from Friday. We have a list of items that are going to be available for you to bid on already on our website at 98qcountry.com. It's just kind of a skeleton list right now, but we're going to be adding photos and adding stuff to it, and we're going to be accepting bids on those items starting next week. By the way, our 98Q website has a new look to it. I'm very excited. I went on yesterday, and I was told by the powers that be that this was going to happen soon, and it did over the weekend. So check it out, 98qcountry.com. You'll see on the top where you can click on the Deer Hunters Roundup page. You can click on the Catkins fundraiser page. You can check out the 98Q staff, Gray and Big G and myself and Darla and everybody, and learn a little something about us maybe. Podcast, where you can listen back to reality radio and stuff that we've done on the air. Sports, archive sports broadcast, sports stories. There is a new feature on here that I want to make you aware of. It's called the Daily News Roundup. So if you go to 98qcountry.com, right below that good-looking guy's picture with the deer from like 8,000 years ago, right below that, it says 98Q Daily News Roundup. And if you click on that, it's updated every day about 9 o'clock, and it gives you, in about a 5-6 minute span, it gives you state news, local news, state sports, and then it gives you a little entertainment update, too, with Pete Schwaba of our Civic Media Group. And it's really cool. I listened to it just yesterday. And then we update that every day, I believe. I think it's at least Monday through Friday. It may be on the weekend, too. But if you want just a quick news roundup, you're busy. Maybe you're not big into sitting down and watching, you know, for an hour or whatever, or listening for an hour of news and all that stuff. It's a quick recap. The 98Q News Daily News Roundup, brand new on your 98qcountry.com web page. So take a look at that. Very cool. We have some news and sports to get to, but we're going to first of all do our...
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
At 7:38, here it is, our presidential fact of the day. The presidential election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. In 1943, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, boarded a Pan Am flight from Washington, D.C., to Casablanca, French Morocco, to meet with the British Prime Minister there, Winston Churchill, to discuss the tactical plans for the next phase of World War II. The trip marked the very first time that a U.S. president had flown on a plane while in office on this in 1943. The flight, which took about 7 hours, took 3 days back. Let's see, the trip took about 7 hours, took 3 days back then, and security was obviously very tight. In fact, the passenger list, the manifested list, the FDR had him listed as Mr. Jones. So it was kind of an incognito flight. So 1943, the first president to take an airline flight and did it to meet with Winston Churchill about World War II. Let's get you updated what's going on. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly weekend in the Middle East. Four Palestinians killed, dozens more severely burned in an Israeli airstrike at a Gaza hospital courtyard. People had set up tents there after being displaced from their homes. ABC's Christiane Cordero with more on another strike.
Israel says four of its soldiers were killed and more than 60 people were injured after a Hezbollah drone strike against an army base in northern Israel. The attack was in response to Israeli strikes in Lebanon last week. Israeli officials are investigating how the drones were able to bypass Israeli air defenses. Some analysts speculate the drones may have been close to the ground to avoid radar.
The Pentagon is sending new sophisticated anti-missile defense systems to Israel and about 100 U.S. troops to operate them. Member of a far-right fringe group was arrested outside a Trump rally over the weekend in California. There were weapons and ammunition in his car, but sources say the Secret Service does not believe it was an assassination attempt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. VFW Post 690 has partnered with the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center to have a showing of the documentary film Honoring the Air on October 23rd at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. with Q&A with the production team. This documentary is a story of inspiration, dedication, valor, and love, following the life of one soldier and those with whom he served while recognizing an entire generation. Captain Scott Alwyn served as a helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War with the 68th Assault Helicopter Company. He earned a record 136 Air Medals, Bronze Stars, Silver Star, Vietnam Republic Medals, and the Distinguished Flying Cross. But more important, he earned the respect of the men he served with and the love of a Vietnamese woman who became his wife. He was also a preacher's kid with 15 siblings and a dedication to make the world a better place. This will be taking place at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center, which is just west of the city limits of Ashland off of US Highway 2, October 23rd at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and never looked back on the way to a 34-13 win over the Cardinals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That was the goal for us coming in this game was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to build on that and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
The Cardinals scored 13 points, but quarterback Kyler Murray said it was too little, too late.
If we scored before half or even after half, you're 17-24. And then you feel like it's a game, and then I think second half, man, we just two fumbles back to back, penalties. It just can't let bad plays continue to happen against a good team. So it's too hard.
Up next, the Packers host the Houston Texans. College football: the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive 42-7 win at Rutgers over the weekend. Wisconsin improved to 4-2. NBA: the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. Chris Middleton, though, is still likely not to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In football from Friday night, Phillips was a winner over Hurley, 48-32, with Shawamigan topping South Shore 50-6. Now those two teams, Phillips and Shawamigan, will meet this week. It was scheduled to be a Saturday night game. They moved that game to Thursday now. So Phillips will play Shawamigan here in Park Falls at the McDonald Football Field Thursday night now at 7 o'clock instead of Saturday. Flambeau a winner over Prentice 70-40. It was Rib Lake topping Athens 38-14. All 8-man action. Bruce over Winter Birchwood on Friday night by a score of 62-0.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released 1 million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's money to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
Sun tea in the window, pocket watch, a tail in time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, 3 on a tree. Hey, whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand? Cause when everything is handed to you,
breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
Take it from me. That boy is like a disease. You're running, you're trying, you're trying to hide, and you're wondering why you can't get free. He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You get addicted to his love. You wanna get out, but he's holding you down, cause you can't live.
Cowboy Casanova, 98Q, your keyword for today. If you haven't qualified for our backyard barbecue, we'd love to have you be there and hang out with us for a little bit. You meet Gray and meet Big G, and you know who I am. Pool, P-O-O-L, that is your keyword to text us today. Do that through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. It's free. Download the Civic Media app. Hit 98Q, Pool, P-O-O-L. If you've already qualified, you're good. You would have received a text if you qualified from any of your previous entries. If you have not, then go ahead and give it a shot. The Phillips Shawamigan football game this week has been moved. It was going to be Saturday night. Now it is Thursday. Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Phillips Shawamigan from Park Falls Football Field. We'll have it for you right here. And it'll be right here on the Big Dog on 98Q Thursday night.
Witches, vampires, werewolves, and ghouls. It's time for Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 19th. Costumes are essential, with cash prizes for the top three. The spooky fun starts at 8 p.m. featuring music by Taste of Jamaica, plus dastardly drink specials and food. So be there or be scared for a howling good time at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Guests must be 21 to enter.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1-month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yeah.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98 Q Country.
Dum da dum da dum da dum da 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 da